from the Journal. Trump's staff have also counseled him to try to keep his eyes open during public events, fearing the optics of his appearing to fall asleep. A person familiar with the matter said cameras caught him appearing to doze in December at a cabinet meeting and during a November announcement about reducing the cost of weight loss medication. The press secretary, Caroline Leavitt, has said previously that Trump is resting his eyes when it has appeared that the president has fallen asleep. Isn't staying awake for cabinet meetings a pretty important thing that a president should be doing as opposed to resting his eyes?
He's not sleeping. He's just resting his eyes. I mean,
the bare minimum is to make it through your own cabinet meeting.
We are in the middle of a war in the Middle East. Prices are increasing not only domestically, but globally due to the turmoil caused by Donald Trump and Netanyahu's war. And he is quite literally falling asleep during cabinet meetings, joking around about the 25th Amendment, and J.D. Vance can't get his messaging straight. We're going to break all of this down. Make sure you drop a like. Make sure you're subscribed to the Adam Mockler feed. Mockler Media is growing rapidly, the fastest growing Gen Z independent media company built by a bunch of young men and women. We have no financial backing other than you all. So just you and I in this together every single day. Make sure you subscribe below. And let's start off with this J.D. Vance clip. I want to hear what he has to say about Iran. He did an interview with MAGA influencer Benny Johnson. And J.D. Vance is someone that's been, I'd say, uniquely quiet on this war. For somebody that was more than happy to argue on Twitter about Renee Good and Alex Preddy and the Epstein files and other issues, J.D. Vance was very outspoken. He has been very, very silent on the Iran war. Now, he was not silent before it started. He was saying that he is the no new wars ticket. He does not want any wars, that the lack of wars is his favorite part about Donald Trump. Now, let's hear what he has to say.
So gas prices were down. I think the national average was close to $2 a gallon. And do you think that's like where the actual status is? Do you think that that's where that's natural? And, you know, obviously the excursion in Iran is what's doing this with the...
I like how Benny Johnson is doing the regime propaganda and calling it an excursion, but even he had to do the air quotes.
The excursion in Iran is what's doing this with the high gas prices. As somebody who's enlisted, obviously, yep. As somebody who's served, what is your message to the troops? Are there going to be boots on the ground? What does the off-ramp look like in Iran?
Well, the president said, look, we've accomplished the gross majority of our military objectives. I think you can make a good argument we've accomplished all of our military objectives. The president's going to keep at it for a little while longer to ensure that once we leave, we don't have to do this again for a very, very long time. That was fundamentally the president's goal. He said, look, this country, they're threatening us in all these ways. They're still trying to build a nuclear weapon. We need to neuter them for a very, very long time, and that's the purpose. You're right. Gas prices have certainly gone up because of what's going on in the Middle East, but they're going to come down, right? This is a very, very temporary reaction to what is going to ultimately be a short-term conflict.
This is not true. None of this is true. First of all, the military objectives set by Donald Trump have changed depending on the day, depending on who you talk to. At first, it was regime change. Now that's not possible without boots on the ground. So then it was nuclear related. Now they're just bragging that they took out an Air Force that is like 50, 60 years old anyways. Secondly, he said this is going to be a short-term conflict and gas prices will bounce back. Well, Iran struck the South Pars gas field that is half in Qatar and half in Iran. Then Israel struck the other half of the South Pars gas field. And now oil prices across the globe are skyrocketing because this may take 3 to 4 years to rebuild the infrastructure that was struck in the Middle East. Then he said, we're not interested in being in Iran years down the road, 2 years down the road. Listen,
I think the president's been very clear about this, that we're not interested in being in Iran a year down the road, 2 years down the road.
Well, guess what? 8 months ago, we struck for the first time and they claimed that everything was obliterated. About a month ago, exactly, they said we're starting a 4 to 6 week excursion. That's turned into a war where thousands of more troops are being mobilized to the Middle East. And Trump is holding cabinet meetings where he's falling asleep and joking about invoking the 25th. Listen.
Question this young lady asked, sorry, but I embarrassed her. I don't want to embarrass you because I think she's a friendly reporter, so I'm sorry. But, you know, I can't say what we're going to do, because if I did, I wouldn't be sitting here for long. They probably, what is it called, the 25th Amendment? They'd institute the 25th Amendment. which they didn't do with Biden.
Everybody's awkwardly laughing and clapping like seals when he's bringing up the 25th Amendment on his own accord. Why is he bringing that up? I think somebody goes, that was amazing.
They'd institute the 25th Amendment. which they didn't do with Biden, which is shocking.
Everybody is just lapping this up, even though he's talking about the 25th Amendment while he's going through these issues. Very quickly, we now live in a time where all of these news outlets are competing for your attention with the most splashy headlines. That is where Ground News comes in. Ground News helps you sift through all of the different sources, finding out which ones are credible, which ones are biased, which ones can give you the best insight onto any given story. My favorite feature of Ground News is their blind spot feature. It tells you which stories have minimal coverage from one side of the spectrum. So if you're going to be debating the other side or having informed conversations, make sure you check out Ground News. I mean, here's an example of an article. The UFC is going to host an event on the White House front lawn. Now, the interesting part is this UFC event on the White House front lawn amidst an economic meltdown is only being covered by left-leaning outlets. About 36% of the people covering it are left-leaning, 57% are center, and a negligible amount, like 10% it looks like, are right-leaning. So right-leaning sources are not covering the fact that Trump is having this massive event on the White House front lawn. I urge you all to check out ground.news/AM or click the top link in the description to stay informed and get 40% off the Vantage plan. Again, you can scan the QR code on screen or click the link in the top of the description to get 40% off the Vantage plan, which is the plan that I use. All right, let's return to the video. I want to show you this clip of Donald Trump ranting for over a minute about a quote-unquote cognitive exam that he took. But spoiler alert, this gets fact-checked on Twitter because it says the test he's talking about is the Montreal Cognitive Assessment, a 10-minute dementia screening. It contains no mathematical questions. It's not an intelligence test like Trump claims. It only includes naming animals, drawing a clock, and counting back by sevens.
You know, I'll say it right now. I say it because no press ever reports it. I'm the only president that ever took a cognitive test.
Bruh.
I took it 3 times. It's actually a very hard test for a lot of people. It wasn't hard for me, but it's a cognitive test. It starts off with an easy question, and by the time you get to the middle, it gets tougher. By the time you get to the end, very few people can answer those questions. They get very tough, mathematical equations and things. I took it 3 times. I aced it all 3 times in front of numerous doctors that I have no idea who they are. And I was told when I went in, they said, Dr. Ronnie told me this. My current doctors are fantastic doctors. They said, well, if you take it, you know, it's Walter Reed. It's essentially a public hospital. And if you...
This guy just rants on about this for minutes. The test referenced is the Montreal Cognitive Assessment, which is a dementia screening test. Well, the guy who's set to replace him is not much better. J.D. Vance then goes on an even lower IQ rant about Ilhan Omar, whose name he intentionally mispronounces while he tries to lay the groundwork and set the pretext to deport and denaturalize his political opponent. Listen, also, he's lost a lot of weight, to be honest.
Omar and Tim Walz, and obviously Ilhan Omar, the president and the White House have been out saying that she married her brother, that there is immigration fraud going on here. These are deportable denaturalization offenses. Can you give us an update on that?
Yeah, so we actually think that Ilhan Omar definitely committed immigration fraud against the United States of America. And I talked to Stephen Miller about this actually recently. We're trying to look at what the remedies are. That's the thing that we're trying to figure out is what are the legal remedies now that we know that she's committed immigration fraud? How do you go after her? How do you investigate her? How do you actually do the thing? How do you build the case necessary to get some justice for the American people? There's a related issue, Benny, which is she has been at the center of a lot of the worst fraudsters in the Somalian community. So what? Do I know that Ilhan Omar was aware that the Quality Clearing Center was defrauding the American people? I'm not certain of it.
Why don't you do an investigation or allow due process? Did this dude say he talked to Stephen Miller about it?
We actually think that Ilhan Omar definitely committed immigration fraud against the United States of America. And I talked to Stephen Miller about...
Oh, you talked to Stephen Miller about it. There's no investigation. There's no due process. Your source is talking to Stephen Miller about it. J.D. Vance is ridiculous. Donald Trump is doubly so. And I'm going to leave it there. Make sure you drop a like, subscribe, check out Ground News below. I love you all and peace out.